guess what? You cannot expect to have a basket filled with fruit because you don't know how to pick it yet. That is like this, and this one totally cracks me up, too. I had this conversation with a professional last week. Okay, I want you to take two professions. Let's take a doctor and a dentist. Here's a doctor and a dentist. Both earn a six-figure income, right? Both have expertise. Some of them earn seven figures. We're going to take two six-figure income earning, one doctor, one dentist. Both have expertise. Both earn a successful income. Both do well. Got it? Now, let's say for a moment you are the dentist, I am the doctor. And this is just, again, to help you realize your excuse, figure out how you're going to get over it. You're the dentist. I'm the doctor. Tomorrow, we are going to switch jobs. Now, check this out. Let me show you what happens when you sew excuses. You and I switch jobs tomorrow. I walk into your dental practice. You walk into my doctor's office. Got it? No, let's say I'm an ER doctor. That's an even better example. The dentist shows up on the job at the emergency room at the hospital. Gotcha? Oh, yes. He's looking for his drill. What good is that going to do him? And the doctor who shows up at the dentist's office looking for a scalpel. Oh, he's going to cut that tooth out. Did you hear me? What I'm telling you is this. Our excuse of this, and this cracks me up, and here's what the road looks like. And here's the road of the people that you're allowing to live a life full of excuses when you're not willing to get over them yourself so that you have strength and authority to stand against those excuses and say, you know what? We're going around this excuse. We have got to find a way to help you out. Because if you don't do it now, your life is going to stay the same. And I fear that if that happens for you, you're never going to get on that path that you said you wanted to go on. So it has to happen, and it has to happen now. Here you go. Dentist and a doctor swapping jobs. How successful is that dentist going to be at the emergency room? Here comes a car crash, ambulance, brings in a bunch of victims. How effective is this six-figure experienced dentist going to be at the emergency room? Please tell me. Not effective at all. But is he good at what he does? Yes. He's great at what he does. Does he have experience? Yes. Is he successful? Yes. But he doesn't have experience in the field where he is sitting in right then and there. That is like a dentist walking into an ER room and getting upset with himself because he doesn't know what to do. Getting upset with himself because he killed the patient. Why? Because he doesn't know how to be a doctor. That's why. But is he a failure? No. He's a success. He's already had a track record of success. He just lacks the skill or the experience in a different field. Now, these two professionals invested 10 years of their life to get the experience and the skill that they have in their fields. You try to swap them out, they're going to fail. It's that simple. Let me ask you this. Where are you coming from? What experience do you have? You see, I was talking to a lady that did sales. She was thinking, you know, I don't need to go to First Steps because I've already got sales experience. I just went, wow. I said, well, let me ask you something. Let's just say for a moment here that you show up on my job tomorrow and I show up on yours. How effective will I be in your sales position? And she chuckles. She goes, you wouldn't last. Why? Is it because I don't know how to sell? And she goes, no, not at all. You just don't know how to market what I do. You're exactly right. How familiar would I be with your policies, your paperwork, the format, the verbiage? I wouldn't succeed at all. And neither would she and mine. But that's not to say that we can't learn how to do it, right? So oftentimes our excuses, our very excuses like, I'll wait till next month, or I can't afford it, or I need to think about it, or I don't really have the time. All of those excuses then lead us to failures. And those failures lead us to depression, hopelessness, lack of confidence, lack of understanding, and really pretty much one big fat rut. That's what it leads to. An excuse. Let me say that again. An excuse will lead you down a road of frustration. Why? Because an excuse will say, I'm not going to commit all the way because what if this thing doesn't work for me? Gosh, man, it works for those who wholeheartedly get themselves trained, who wholeheartedly work with a strong commitment, who wholeheartedly put everything they got into it with no excuse, and they make it happen. That's with anything. That's what makes a marriage successful. That's what makes your walk with your God successful. Yes, wholeheartedly seeking Him first, wholeheartedly committed and dedicated to His ways and what He wants done. That makes a successful life with your God. That's what makes a successful parent. A parent who is wholeheartedly grooming up their children and training them up to be responsible, honest adults who are skilled in various different directions. One, how about self-responsibility? That's a novel idea. Instead of the whole world revolving around them. You see, an excuse totally stops us from becoming all that we were created to become. All these excuses I've read today, they stop us from maximizing who we are, maximizing our marriages, our walk with our God, our children, our businesses, our finances. It dumbs us out. And the risk taker that you were born to be has been asleep for a long time. So if you truly are sick and tired of the excuses that people have been giving you all this time, your whole life, then you have to stop living them yourself. Guys, you know what we live in? We live in a generation full of excuses. We live in a generation that is teaching our kids how to have reasons instead of results. We are leading by a poor example. What are we passing down to this next generation that needs strong examples of leadership that they need to see in their parents? Their parents aren't walking around going, well, you know, I just don't have the right personality, or, you know, I'm not smart enough to make something like that work. Wow. You know what? This is how pathetic I am against excuses. I could tell this story, and I'll close with this. I'm down at a family reunion a month ago. I'm preparing this dessert for my family that is just to die for, okay? I mean, oh my gosh, this thing is amazing. So good. And I need a blender, like a hand mixer. I need a hand mixer to make this particular dessert. It's cream cheese and it's marshmallow cream that needs to be mixed together just beautifully, right? Well, I'm Italian. My cousin's Italian. I show up at this Italian house, right? I'm just like, I need a blender. You know, can I borrow your blender? And she says, I don't have one. I'm like, what? You have a blender? Do you have a mixer? Do you have one of those hand blenders that you make smoothies with? She's like, no, no, no. Okay, well, looking around her kitchen, I can see clearly why. I mean, the whole kitchen is filled with knickknacks. The woman doesn't cook, and she's got five kids. I don't know how that happened. And she's Italian. I mean, hello? I don't get it at all. She has five children. She's Italian, and she doesn't cook. She doesn't have any tools at all in her kitchen, right? So there I am mixing these ingredients together. It's a triple batch, and I'm stirring, and I'm stirring, and I'm stirring. 15, 20 minutes later, I am still stirring. It is not working. The thing is melting. It's turning into gross. Looks like cottage cheese at this point, right? Well, you know what?